Everybody, it's Trent Austin. Welcome to another edition of the TrumbaCast. It's a beautiful Monday morning here at the shop, and I've had a lot of questions about my background. If you haven't seen a lot of what has transpired over the years and why I started a shop. So I thought that this podcast will be a little bit of a discussion about the why of Austin Custom Brass, and actually the how as well. We have a few guests lined up for the next few, so I'm excited to share those with you all, so be sure to stay tuned to this cast. If you don't know, I still am an active professional trumpet player, just not nearly as much as I used to be when I toured for many years after college, or even actually in college I was touring. I started my relationship with Adams Musical Instruments in 2009. I met them at the International Trumpet Guild Conference. I was looking for a flugelhorn, my old Yamaha flugelhorn, which was a great model. I think it was the 631. Had a bunch of electrical tape on it, and it was literally falling apart. My repair tech said to me, you know, this horn is on life support. You need to find another one. So one of my goals at the ITG conference, I was presenting at that conference, was to find a really good flugelhorn. And I did find a couple really good flugelhorns, but at the time, one of them was quite pricey, and one of them I was on the fence of because I wasn't really super keen on the valves. I feel like the valves of an instrument are the machine, just like the engine of a car, so feeling confident in those it's vitally important. So it's funny because I called my wife right after that and I said, hey, I'm not going to buy a flugelhorn. She's like, great. And I was walking through the exhibit hall one last time and I ran into my friend Tony Scodwell, who's a great trumpet maker and out in Las Vegas. And he's like, have you checked out the Adams Instruments? And I was like, you mean Adams, the timpani guys, right? I was like, they don't make trumpets. I had known them from playing in orchestras and also teaching at a university. We had a lot of Adams percussion. He said, no, they make brass too. So I went over to the booth, and they had one small table, just chock full of horns. If you ever come to one of our trade shows with Adams, you'll see that we tend to bring a fair amount of instruments. So I went to there, and I played a couple of their trumpets, but I was actually really happy with the trumpet that I was playing at the time. And I said, but I'm actually in the market for a flugelhorn. Emil was working there. I think it was one of his first shows in America. And he said, well, we have bunches of flugelhorns. I was like, cool. I was like, I want one that's like a Queenon, but has the intonation of a Yamaha. And he handed me a flugelhorn, and one note I was hooked. So I actually ended up signing an artist deal with Adams. It was one of the first U.S. artists on the flugelhorn. And that was that. I called my wife maybe 3 hours later. And she picked up the phone. She goes, what you buy? Which was kind of hilarious. Fast forward a little bit to the winter of 2009. Mila called me and said, hey, we're doing this show in Chicago called the Midwest Band Clinic, and we need someone additional to work the booth with us. Would you be interested? And I said, maybe, because I have done that in the past. Maybe I'll do it. And they said, well, if you come out, you know, we'll pay all your, you know, travel and promise you some nice dinners. I was like, okay. So I took it as like kind of like a working vacation. Workation, I always say. That's most of my vacations these days are those sort of things. And I went out to Chicago. Well, we had a pretty successful show. So during one of the dinners, they presented me an option to open my shop. At this time, I was sort of dabbling in CAD technology and drawing a bunch of mouthpieces and thinking about what exactly I wanted to do. As a side hustle, I was thinking I would make mouthpieces and sell them just online. And so I had mentioned that to them, and they said, well, you should sell our instruments, the Adams instruments. And I said, I don't think I have any interest in opening a shop. And they said, well, we'll give you exclusive rights to start in the U.S. I'd be a fool if I didn't accept that offer, to be honest, because Adams is such a great company, and I felt like they were giving, you know, the free reins for me to open my business. So in April of 2010, I opened my shop. It was in my basement of my 700 square foot house in Salem, Massachusetts. It was funny because I still talked to a couple people who went to the house to try out some instruments, especially the Adams, when I first started. I had always bought and sold trumpets, either because of my interest in what makes what work, but I've also decided that for students especially, I felt like there was a great need where I taught to get students great instruments for fair prices. So I really invested a lot of time and effort in buying trumpets, maybe fixing them up, taking the dents out, aligning the valves, cleaning them, and then, you know, tacking on a little bit of money so it would justify the work that I was doing, but never like gouging my students. That was also one of the big things that even to this day we are very proud of at Austin Custom Brass, is yes, we have to make money. The shop is expensive, the lights are expensive, payroll and taxes are expensive, but we try to give the absolute fairest price to all of our customers. So it started very, very, very humbly. You know, if you know anything about the Amazon story, Jeff Bezos spray-painted Amazon on the back of his wall in his garage. That was his first shop. Amazon is, of course, now one of the world leaders in e-commerce, if not the world leader, probably. Why am I blurbing and blabbing about this? Maybe some of you out there have an idea about a business. Maybe some of you out there are spinning their wheels in what they currently do. Maybe you're not happy about what you do. Maybe you're not satisfied in what you do. I will tell you right off the bat, owning a business is brutally challenging. And you're always available, no matter if you turn it off. You're always available. People send you messages no matter what, especially if you do e-commerce like we do. The world is really small now, so we have routinely emails. When I wake up at 4:35 in the morning, we routinely have emails that are saying, hey, get back to me as soon as possible. Or I'm staying up until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night talking to my contacts in Asia. If you're willing to work and you're willing to put the time in, it makes such a difference in terms of your quality of life. There's nothing better than being your own boss. There's also nothing worse. I sometimes find myself a little bit envious of my colleagues who, once they get home, they turn it off and they just move on to the rest of their life, I would say. But a lot of people have asked me, like, why did you start this? And so that was the main drive. Adams especially was the main drive about why I started. There were a couple other things that I was really interested in doing. I had mentioned just a few minutes ago about the passion I have for students and getting their great instruments for fair prices. Well, we knew that the Asian market was changing drastically. When they first started making instruments, it was quite, it was bad, we'll say it that way. Quality was bad, control was bad. Even to this day, we started selling our Doubler's Flugelhorn in around 2011, I think. Even to this day, all these years later, we still have to do a lot of modifications and optimizations to make them decent instruments. But we found it really important to be able to offer a great Hornet a fair price. That was one of our biggest missions, if not still is to this day our biggest mission. So we started exploring China, Taiwan, these areas for really great products, fair products. I feel like one of the things that I love about the shop and that I'm very proud of in the shop is that we have, if you come in and you're like, I want a new horn and I have $1,000, that's all I can afford, but I want a new horn, I can get you a really good one. If you come in and say, I want a new horn and I have $1,500, I can get you a really good one. And of course, you know, we have higher end instruments that go many thousands higher, but it's really important for you as a practitioner to trust your instrument, to be sure about your instrument. I think honestly the shop started because I trusted Adams so much and I had so much faith in Adams as a company in terms of what they present in the world market. Incredible instrument, fair priced, with amazing service that is still completely handmade. I think there's no rival. But, of course, this is all my opinion. If you have any questions about how I got started, more in depth, things that I had to do, be sure to send us an email, info@austincustombrass.com. Because I will tell you one really thing I'm still learning every day, aspects about being a better businessman. But I thoroughly appreciate you listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a fantastic day. Have fun. Enjoy whatever you're doing. Take a moment to go outside and take a deep breath of fresh air. Hopefully you have fresh air. And stay tuned for the next podcast. Thanks, everybody. Hope you're well. Ciao.